Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We've got a banger of a podcast coming to you today, episode number 51.
Is it a banger?
I think it's a really good one. We've just finished filming it, and I think it's up there with one of the best. I think we had no plan to it, but the topics we talk about are fantastic.
My theory is, right, you say it's going to be really good, and I say I'm not that sure, and it leaves people inquisitive. They'll listen then. So you think it's good, right? I don't. I think it's rubbish. You think that was good content?
I thought, yeah.
You think that's good?
Oh, wow. I thought it was really good.
Wow, okay. On your head be it.
I'll let everyone be the judge for that. We've been told we are the best podcast with two blokes sat in a garage in the world, which is a compliment.
Yeah.
Kev the Millionaire.
Yeah.
Sean Who Met Tiger.
Yes.
Am I going to have a celebrity fight with Peter Finch?
Oh, you said something really bad about... You didn't really. I was going to make that up then and make it really clickbait, but you didn't say anything bad. But you did see Lamp Peter Finch.
I did.
Which is quite interesting. That's worth listening to.
We talk about Peter Alice, the legend. We talk about Matt Fryer.
Talk about some clubs that aren't... let's not say them now, because it's too... Somebody might hear this.
This is too early.
This is too early on.
Little secret. We talk about some new corporate clubs.
Yeah.
Was that like a bit of ASMR there?
Not really, no.
So guys, sit back.
S-H-I-T.
Sit back. Enjoy the podcast. We also give you a little teaser, a little tiny sprinkling of insight to two monster guests we have lined up in the next two podcasts. So do a favor, this might not be the best, as Guy says. I think it's pretty good.
Well, you give it a rating. I'll give, after three, right, so we'll go 1, 2, 3, then I say number, you and you do it at the same time,
and I think we give it the average of those two. Okay,
right, 1, 2, 3, 7. Eight. Oh, 7.5.
So it's a 7.5 podcast, everybody. Enjoy, get through it, do your best.
Can I do the jingle and you count me in from three?
Guy, can you press that imaginary button to hit the jingle?
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Rick Shields podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rick Shields. I'm here with producer Guy. How are you, Guy?
Not bad.
Have a nice weekend.
Yes. But I went to the driving range.
Okay.
And I left the driving range. Well, sorry, let me start this off. So as everybody's listening in the UK, driving ranges have reopened and golf courses have reopened. So that's good, isn't it?
Great news.
On paper, that's good. So I decided on Saturday, I'm going to go to the driving range, just hit a few balls, just go on my own, headphones in, listen to the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, and listen to the open podcasts. I didn't do that. And hit some balls, and just experience a little bit of normality in terms of being able to do things other than sit in your house.
So set the scene, how many clubs did you take?
Full bag.
Okay.
I always take a full bag to the range.
You didn't recently, you only took a 7-9 and a wedge or something.
True. I don't always take a full bag. Nine times out of ten, I take a full bag to the range.
And how many balls?
Only 50.
Oh.
I'm very much a believer in... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, proper practice.
Quality over quantity.
Well, that's how it starts. So I got to Clark's Golf Centre in St Helens, which is near me.
It's a nice driving range.
It is a nice driving range. If you're a local, you should make a visit. And if anyone from those listening and want to give me free balls next time I go for the plug, feel free. But I got my balls. I had to wait because there was obviously queue because of all the COVID stuff. Every bay was in use.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to wait for a while, so that's fine. Got onto the driving range, got my 50 balls. Started off chipping a few with like a wedge.
And was it cold?
It was cold. It was that kind of cold where you do quite quickly warm up though when you swing in.
Yeah, yeah.
So a few 54 degrees, just clipping a few. I feel like I never lose that. I've always got a little like I could not play golf for 6 months. You give me a 54 and say you've got a 30-yard little shot and I'm all right.
And are you nipping it to a target?
Yeah, a little nip. They have, I call them the polos. So the two tyres painted white. So if you know what a polo suite is, I was chipping into the polos.
I actually don't think they have them in America. I'll tell you what they call them in America, lifesavers.
Lifesavers?
Yeah. Because it's like a rubber ring.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they call on the packet. They're called lifesavers.
And they're the same as polo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my days. So I was chipping into the polos, hitting the polo, getting through the polo, just generally poloing
just
around.
Just showing off.
Yeah. And then I got out like the 9-iron, hitting a few. Now, I've got some serious swing faults, which I'm not going to go into and bore people with, but I was trying to work on this little thing in my swing.
They're not serious swing faults. It's just, it gives you a serious miss.
It gives me a serious miss, and it also means if I watch my swing on camera, I feel a bit queasy. So I was hitting a few 9-irons, and it was actually going all right, not straight, but it was fine. And I felt like I was doing this swing, not the fault. I was fixing my swing, and it was looking all right. I felt like that anyway. So then I got a 7-iron out.
And what, by the way, were you on your own?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was on my own.
Oh, did you have headphones in? Were you listening to something?
No, I did take headphones, but I was in the zone.
Wow.
Then the 7-iron came out, clipping a few 7-irons.
Okay.
Again, it felt good. So then I thought, right, well, this is all going quite well. Let's get the driver out.
Last time I saw you hitting a 7-iron was here in the home sim, and you were literally saying, I'm going to make it on tour.
I was Googling PJ Tour card. Then I got the driver out. I've got the Cobra SE driver, which is a good driver. The extreme one, so it's the more forgiving head. I'm one of them people at the driving as well, is I don't use the tee at the driving. I put in a proper tee as well.
Player.
Yeah. Lose them. I don't care. I'll buy more if I lose them. Right? So I've got the driver out, hitting a couple, and it's not going very well, but I really felt like what I was going to work on was working.
Yeah, okay? So you felt like you were doing the hard work. You were doing the graft.
Really grinding, right? So then I put my... This is the way it went wrong. See if you saw the video. I put my phone on the back and did a swing.
Uh-oh.
Thinking that it might look quite good. I also thought, if it does look quite good, I've got an Instagram video. People will think, God, guy's swing's looking good. My swing looked absolutely horrendous. I'm going to show you the clip now. Watch how much I really extend on this. You ready?
Yeah.
Just click play on that.
Let's have a look.
So guys, watching the video now.
Yeah, I can see the polos, the lifesavers, kind of red monster, obviously.
Yeah, there was as well.
Nice little takeaway. Club face nice and closed, looking good. Setup looks strong. Probably a little bit too far away from the ball.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Jesus.
So, basically, my swing...
It looks like he's trying to hump the butt end of the golf club as he comes down.
Absolutely horrendous. I went back and watched this video, and I honestly... how did I feel? What's the word? Wounded.
Oh. Just play the strike for everyone, though, because I bet that sounded quite good.
Okay, let me do it. That's not me. That wasn't me. Wait there, you'll hear in a minute.
Is that you?
Yeah, it was me.
You could hear the tee rattling around, by the way.
Yeah, the tee fell out.
The wood. That's a good sound, though, when the wooden tee comes out.
Well, it was. So then...
Were you hitting it well, that one?
No, hitting it rubbish as well. So then, I watched this video and realised my swing looked horrendous. And then, I looked at my balls. I had 25 balls left. I'd only hit 25 balls. I'd been there.
Right.
Then I just got my 7-iron out and just chipped into the polo. Really upset.
Oh.
And then left. And literally walked out and felt disgusted. And I just felt like, I hate golf.
Wow.
So in the long story
I saw your post, I saw your story, and you gave two options.
Yeah.
Driver or something, hitting it horrendous. And I must admit, I went with the optimistic choice.
I know, that's what upset me. I put a picture on Instagram saying, drive at the driving range, how'd this go? Something like, it's long and straight, or horrendous, now on a quick golf. And upsettingly, 377 people clicked long and straight, and 287 clicked terrible.
So it's quite close.
I know, but I feel really guilty on the people that clicked A, that thought, oh, it looks guy, limit it long and straight, let's click A. And there's 377 people that have been let down.
I just felt an air of optimism. When you posted that, I thought, you know what? It's been a good day for Guy.
No.
No, it's not. It's been a bad day.
Anyway, how was your weekend, more importantly, Rick?
I feel a level of responsibility for you. I need to coach you, I think. We need to do a new series, a podcast series. I coach Guy Charnock how to stop early extending.
That would be good.
It'll give us 3 years of content.
It will.
My weekend was, what have I done? Okay, obviously, can't really do a great deal at the moment. At least it wasn't ridiculously cold. I was annoyed Saturday was a nice day because we could have been out filming.
That's true.
It fell on a Saturday, which annoyed me a little bit because at the moment, obviously, golf course have reopened again, which is great. The weather over here in the UK has gone bloody awful, certainly super cold. But no, nice time spent with the kids. They're getting super excited about Christmas. We had to write 80 Christmas cards this weekend.
80 Christmas cards?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I say we. I wrote maybe 20 of them. for the kids at school.
I've just got this vision now of, like, you know when celebrities are doing sign-ins, they just literally got a biro or whatever, or a sharpie. It's like, scribble name on, next one comes. You're just sat there with, like, the kids all passing you.
Well, they weren't. It wasn't really for me. It was the kids' class.
Oh.
They were giving them out at class.
Oh, I get you.
So I couldn't really just rush it, annoyingly. So I had to really... And some names these days, but I had to keep writing them so neatly, and then bless like either Pearl or Ivan, my kids would then write their name, and they'd have to decorate and put stickers on them, and it was like, just hurry up.
Question for you: do you ever forget how to use a pen?
You know,
or write.
Because
I do,
and I must admit. Just the other day, you can see a pen here on my desk, but that's not mine. It's one of the kids, because they were doing some work in here in the garage. And I went looking for a pen the other day. The only pen I could find was a black marker. And that's
Is that the one that you carry for when people want your signature? You're weird out. Whenever you want to go anywhere, like, we'll literally be on last minute to go and film, and Rick's like, right, I've got to find a pen, I've got to find a sharpie. Why think of people that want my autograph? I've never seen anyone once ask for it, but what's going on?
I'm like, right, I need to have at least 5 Nike swooshes on, I need my Garmin on, I need a black marker pen and my mask, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
People will recognise me.
Should we talk about some golf?
Why not?
Well, no, that's not actually.
I actually watched no golf this weekend.
No, we don't watch golf. That's fine.
Second, I watched more Formula One this weekend.
I watched Liverpool this weekend. Did you watch Liverpool?
I watched it on Match of the Day.
You were cheering for Liverpool.
I watched United.
Did they win?
Something nil.
Anyway, there was some sad news this weekend. Obviously, the passing of Peter Alliss, who I'm sure didn't have to explain who Peter Alliss is. Absolute legend of the game.
I must admit, I didn't know how famous he was in the US.
No, I didn't. I saw Phil Mickelson tweet, and I kind of obviously knows who he is, but I was still a bit like...
Yeah, he worked for ABC, the network out there as well. There's actually, I shared on Twitter, I'd watched it years ago. It's about 8 or 9 years old when he got admitted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And his speech is phenomenal.
He's a wordsmith.
Oh, my God. It's about 15, 16 minutes long. And my wife isn't massive into golf, but she knew when I said about Peter Alliss passing away, she knew that he was obviously the voice of golf and this, that, and the other. And we sat down and watched the entire speech again, and we were both in hysterics. He is hilarious. Really sad. I didn't realise, again, because I didn't watch the Masters this year on BBC, I watched it on like Now TV or whatever, he still did a lot of the commentary for the Masters even
this
year.
It was at home, though, I think.
At home. Yeah. He looked very different, a big beard, and he definitely sounded different, and bless him, he was obviously not well. That was only a month or so ago. But yeah, really, really, really sad to see him, you know, not be with us anymore. I remember... growing up and watching the Masters and watching the Open and all the golf events with his, you know, lovely, you know, animated tones.
And it's calming. It's relaxing, isn't it, listening to him? I think that's for me. I know the Open's on Sky now mostly anyway, but when it was on, like, BBC, you just associate it to Peter Alliss, don't you?
In a weird way, he's been doing it for so long. And in some sense, he was very traditional and almost quite classic, but he still managed to keep it quite modern.
Yeah.
You know, he would talk about modern things as well, and then certainly when the camera went off into the crowd and was filming like some little kid playing golf or somebody eating a hot dog or somebody asleep in the crowd, they were his best bits. He was so good at those. Did you ever hear about the Carol? Did you see the Carol Vorderman joke that he did?
Sounds familiar, but
I'm not going to be able to execute it because obviously, I can. It's not particularly rude, but even though he made out that it was rude, they were talking about Carol Vorderman somehow on the commentary, and he went, "Oh yes, I was watching Carol the other day on Countdown, and I got aroused," and just left it silence.
Yeah.
And he went, "It's not bad, really, for someone who left school at 15 to get a 7-letter word."
Nice.
I was like, that's brilliant. Obviously, he executes it much better. So RIP, Peter Alliss. His son, Gary Alliss, actually taught me at the PGA.
Oh, did he?
So the PGA, when you go through your professional coaching qualifications, whatever I did to become a PGA pro, you do 3 years, and one of the sections of the courses is obviously coaching. And Gary Alliss was one of the head pros at the Belfry at the time. In fact, the head teaching pro at the Belfry. So he would come in and do the class. And he spoke just like his dad. It was unbelievable. He spoke just like him. It was scary. It looked like him as everything as well.
Well, what a legend he was.
Yeah, he was.
And it was good to see how much, certainly on like social media and on the national press, how many kind words there were said about him and how many people kind of... paid tribute, so that was good. It was a nice touch. I saw your tweet as well. That was a nice touch, Rick.
Thank you.
Do you want to come on to a dear Rick?
Yes.
So this week's dear Rick, I don't know why, don't get too excited, but it's one of my favourites, and I think it's the topic in question, something that I'm quite passionate about. So you ready for it?
Go for it.
This is the point where now, if you're listening, you can't see, but Rick normally closes his eyes and almost meditates, right? He tries to really think hard.
Put my phone down and I'll proper listen to this
bit. It's anonymous, which I very nearly said his name then, but it's anonymous. Again, his title of his email was just simple, Dear Rick is his title. Ooh. And when I'm looking for what I need for the show and I'm trying to prep for this, if you just got a simple Dear Rick in the title, I'm probably going to read your email. It's long, so it's got a bit of storytelling, but it's not too long.
Well, it's either a Dear Rick or a clickbait.
There's been a lot of clickbaits recently. There's a lot that start off by saying something in the title, it's really clear, and it gets me, and then someone acknowledges it's clickbait straight away, and I almost delete it. Oh. So don't try and clickbait me. Hate it. Hate people that make YouTube videos with clickbait.
Exactly.
Right, you ready?
Go for it.
Strap yourself in. Afternoon, chaps. Loving your work. Best weekly golf podcast presented by two blokes from a garage, by far. So, straight away, he's giving us praise.
I like that.
I have a dear Rick that I thought you could help me with. I thought I'd write an email as my golf today has been rained off. Sums up bloody 2020. So straight away, I'm liking this guy. Yeah, yeah. He's like a bit of a, I don't know, what's the word?
A realist.
Yeah, he is. He's a realist. Sums up, yeah. So my predicament is, firstly, I'm very fortunate that I started my own business 8 years ago. And in the last year or so, it's really taken off. And the gambles and bloody hard work are finally paying off. I occasionally get a bit of cash. And I have a little pot that I call my effort money that my wife doesn't know about.
Nice.
And my issue is, I bloody love my golf. So, Sensei Rick, how often is it acceptable to change golf clubs? Okay. I have the JPX 919 Forged, and I've had them for two seasons now. Is it too soon to change? I've changed my driver and my three wood this year, but of course, I've hardly used them because of COVID. I, of course, watch all your club reviews, and every time you do a club review, I'm tempted, but sod it. I bloody work hard and I can afford it, so why not just buy it? The other issue is, my wife isn't really the problem. She wouldn't know one end of a golf club from another. But all my mates rip me because my handicap isn't moving. I'm off 13, and in fact, it went up with the new handicap system. So, his question basically is, how do I justify it to the blokes that I play with and turn up that I've got a new club essentially pretty much every time I go? Fortunately, my 22-year-old stepson has taken up the game as well, so I've given him my old driver and putter and three wood to help him. And that's a bit of an excuse for why my money's running out. Help me spend my money, Rick. So, In a roundabout way, he's doing quite well for himself, but he said that's why he wants to stay anonymous, because he doesn't want to sound like he's bragging, which I like, respected that. He likes to buy new stuff. His wife doesn't care, she doesn't really know, but his mate's giving him a hard time. Talk to me, what should he do?
Well, there's a couple of things. First off, if you want some promotion for your business and want to sponsor the best podcast of two blokes sat in a garage talking golf.
Yeah, I like that.
Then send another email.
That's why I like it. Rick's always thinking business. Aren't you? How do you get that last dime out of people?
So if you do have some disposable money, yeah, and you want to pump it this way, feel free.
Yeah.
I like him already. I want to be his mate. I think it's a couple of things. That's such a bizarre scenario he's in.
Just before we go any further, I want you to just picture what he looks like. Okay.
I'm seeing probably in his early 40s.
He's actually 50, he did say at the bottom, I've not told you yet. So you're not far off. He like look 40 though, yeah, he looks after himself.
Yeah, he looks after himself. I reckon he's got two cars.
Yeah.
I reckon quite a big range.
Okay.
Blacked out.
Yeah.
Quite a sporty version. I don't know the names anymore, but quite a big range sporty version. And then something like, not super modern, but like an old Porsche.
I was going to say Porsche.
Like an old school Porsche that's way too expensive. But like I say, his wife likes the
really
fact that...
Really bad MPG on that Porsche as well.
Exactly.
Is it okay?
Sits in the garage.
Yeah, it does.
He has a double garage.
Of course.
Double garage, nice big house. I feel like he's Cheshire based.
Okay.
He's either Cheshire or like, what's the really nice bit where all the nice golf courses are? Surrey. He's either Surrey or Cheshire.
Would I be wrong in saying he came from humble beginnings and he's worked hard?
He's worked really
hard. So he's not out of place in the boardroom, but he's not out of... He can equally be in the pub with the lads. Yeah. Doesn't forget where he came from.
Definitely wears Armani jeans.
And then Hugo Boss jumpers as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. 100%. Great, slightly grey hair,
yeah,
but short.
Yeah.
No facial hair. And he just...
Sometimes wears glasses when he's reading as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, okay.
I like that. I want him to send a picture next.
I do.
That's such a weird scenario, isn't it? He's getting ribbed off his mates rather than anyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, the ribbing off your mates is just jealousy, surely.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't want him to do, can I call him Kevin?
Let me just check his name's not Kevin. His name's not Kevin. Okay. So
I'm going to call him Kevin. I feel like Kev likes... as long as... This is Kev, you're allowed to buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
As long as you don't go out and buy all PSG.
Hear, hear.
I just think that's buying clubs for the sake of buying clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And just having the tour bag and everything PSG. If you're buying the latest and greatest or new toys, let's say I'm just looking at that lab putter. If you want to buy that lab putter, which is like silly amount of money, 450 quid or whatever, that's all right. Because mm-hmm. you're spending your money on something that might improve your game, but it's like it's not too flashy.
Yeah.
It's when you go out and buy a ridiculously expensive Scotty Cameron. I don't actually want trying to get to here.
Rick's bag of three.
Yeah, sorry. Right next to only got three.
Do you want to know my take on this briefly?
Also, last thing.
Go on.
The only thing I would say, combating, buy as much as you want equipment-wise, maybe just invest a little portion in a playing lesson. Mm. Not that you'd have to go super technical in your lessons, but if you're off 13, you want to get better, just get friendly with the assistant pro or the head pro and just a couple of times every 6 months go out and play 9 holes or 18 holes with him and pay him for his time, obviously, just to get some nice little tidbits out on the golf course that could help you improve your game.
Yeah. I was thinking this is what sometimes annoys me. If he's buying golf clubs all the time, thinking they're going to improve his game, he's a fool.
Yeah.
If, however, he's buying golf clubs all the time because he just likes shiny new stuff, so what if people... It's up to you, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's your money, and that's the problem, I think. A lot of people think that when somebody else buys a new golf club, that person's buying it to improve the game. And sometimes that is the case, naturally. But equally, you're allowed to buy new things just because you want them.
So that maybe goes against my PXG statement.
Well, no, but I don't really like PXG, so I think I agree with you there. But
I just think that the only thing we're buying absolute full out everything PXG is that's more like you're buying it for the brand or the perception of the brand. I don't know. Because you could, what's stopping someone just going out buying all PSG because they want to? There's nothing, but...
When I was a member of my golf club years ago, there was about a group of 4 or 5 blokes. Anyone that knows me that listens will probably know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and they all had quite good jobs. They were pretty much, you just described them then. They were like the early 40s at the time. They had a bit of dough, etc. But all had their own businesses. And there was one guy who every year would buy everything brand new. And he'd kind of do it all as a brand. So he'd go like everything Titleist 1 year, next year everything Callaway, everything whatever. And then it got to the week, this is how mad it went. It got to the point, I remember this quite vividly, it got to the point where we almost started to buy like underdog brands just for the sake of having something different. And I think 1 year went all Wilson, which at the time Wilson wasn't that good really. He went through a bit of a down spell. And he just bought it because he liked having new stuff. He didn't actually expect, to be fair, that he's going to go out and play great. He just liked treating himself. And if that's what you want to do and it's your money, just...
The only analogy I could use is almost like swapping a car every year, just because.
If you had the money, why not?
You want to get in a new seat, you want to know how it might steer a little bit differently. It's not going to get you from A to B any quicker or any better, but you just want a new car for the sake of getting a new car. So Kev, treat yourself. I love this little, what do you call that side pot? Can you remember?
It's effort money.
Effort money.
Effort. F, like, f- not swearing again. F off.
Oh, sorry. Money. I think it's like effort.
No, effort.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
I want an effort pot.
Rick's got his hand in his pocket now and he's got his effort pot out.
I want an effort pot.
Speaking of new clubs.
Speaking of effort pots.
I don't have an effort pot. My effort pot's in the middle of my car. It's like about 5 1p's, a few 10p's. Not about £2 worth normally.
New clubs.
Are you... If I said to you, is Rick Shields a rule breaker, what would your reply be? Do you conform to normality? Are you a maverick?
I normally do. What are you trying to say?
Do you want to break some rules today?
Why not, eh?
Right, so this is Tuesday. Well, this is Monday, but this is out on a Tuesday.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock UK time today, Cobra Golf are unveiling their new products.
What?
So a lot of people listen to this now. You'll have already seen Rick's review of the new Cobra drive, let's be honest. The hardcore listeners who listen early, who are in the clubhouse, which we'll get onto in a bit, the review's not out yet.
Yeah, if you're in the clubhouse early, if you're in breakfast club,
if
the clubhouse,
early tea time,
you're getting an exclusive here.
An exclusive. So basically,
rule breaking exclusive.
We're not supposed to talk at these clubs until 3 p.m. Tuesday. Nope,
nobody from Cobra listens to this anyway, so it doesn't matter.
There's one lad who does, but he's a bit of a whatever. I'm joking.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know.
Anyway, there's 3 new drivers. Talk to me.
So they're called RAD.
Mm-hmm.
R A D. There's Radspeed, Radspeed XB, Radspeed XD. The B has a fixed back weight, more forgiveness, slightly bigger head shape in some degree, more forgiving, not adjustable in the weighting. The Radspeed XD is a draw bias. The weight is way more into the heel. And then the Radspeed is a pretty mean looking driver this year. Matte finish, slightly more squashed head. There's a weight at the front, weight at the back, which you've seen in F9 and in Speed Zone in the last couple of years. There's a lot of technology you've seen in F9 and in Speed Zone, all blended in to the RAD. Now, RAD is short for radial gyration. What they've done is they've moved the weight around the head to give a driver, all three of the drivers, more forgiveness, more lower spin, higher launch, all that good stuff you want from a driver. That's the main story. The colorway this time has gone to power yellow.
Turbo yellow,
which looks very Volt green. Did Volt call it green or yellow, or just call it Volt?
Did Nike call it?
Yeah.
Nike have a colour they call Volt, which is basically like a lime green.
But it was never like Volt green or Volt yellow, was it? Volt. Just Volt. It looks very Volt in colour. My reviews are coming out, like I say, today. After the fantastic performance of F9 and Speed Zone in the past, and a lot of people watching, listening would know, I've had those two drivers in the bag and really liked them. As a shock to me, as it is to everyone, I never expected to have Cobra drivers in the bag, because pre-2019, they made less than average drivers. The F6, the F7, the F8, not great drivers. The King LTD, one with the spaceship hole in the bottom, not a good driver. All the BioCell ones, in my opinion, not good drivers. It's only in the last 3 years that I've seen the performance of the Metal Woods incredibly improve, certainly the drivers. So, like I say, reviews coming out this week. It'll be interesting to see Bryson maybe putting in the bag, Ricky Fowler putting in the bag, Lexi Thompson putting in the bag.
Rick Shields putting in the bag.
Rick Shields potentially putting in the bag.
Guy Charnock possibly putting in the bag.
We'll see. So, yeah, the review's coming out.
Kevin putting it in the bag.
Kev will buy it.
Yeah.
Kev's already pre-ordered it.
Yeah, he will.
Talking about price, it's gone up slightly. Cobra drivers last few years have been £349 per driver, which is much lower. Still not dead cheap, but it's much lower than a TaylorMade driver at, let's say, nearly £500, or a Callaway driver at nearly £500, or a Titleist driver at nearly £500. This year, the Cobra drivers have gone up slightly to £369. They jumped up £20. Sorry, I don't massively see how, bar the head cover this time has a furry lining.
Yes.
Which, listen, if you're going to pay £20 for anything, get a furry lining.
That's what I've always said.
Kev will appreciate
always
that.
Always said that. Yeah, Kev would.
Kev will appreciate
so,
that.
So, Rick,
I feel like if we offered a package, like a, not a VIP, but even something different, like an exclusive members club, Kev would be signed up.
Yeah, he would.
£16 a month.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
What do you get for that?
Yeah,
signed picture.
He can WhatsApp you whenever he wants.
Oh.
Right. Talk to me, Rick. You're a busy man. You've got a busy life.
So.
You've got three kids. Get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
You sometimes go for a run in the morning.
Sometimes.
You might do a little Rarely. Workout in your garage, hit a few balls.
Where are you going with this?
So, the first thing you do on a Tuesday morning is, what's the first thing you do?
I check that Buddy the Podcast has gone on Apple.
And you listen to it.
So
you listen to so first thing
I was already there.
Yeah, you've been there.
I checked the audio's okay.
You get up in the morning on a Tuesday. The kids are shouting, "Dad, Dad, Dad!" You go into the sec. I'm gonna check Apple to make sure the best podcast in golf is on there.
I want
to
just make sure that guy scheduled it.
Yeah,
he's then gone onto his my iTunes annoyingly. Yeah. Had to press the refresh button because Apple Podcast is a pain in the ass because when you schedule it, it doesn't actually go on the podcast. Unless you're subscribed.
Right.
Am I right in saying that?
Unless you're subscribed, it's always on. So you need to subscribe, which most people do. Then you end up finding yourself listening to it for a bit. Why not? It's good content. You're a man who likes good content.
I listen to it on 1.5 times.
Yeah, to get through it quicker. But the second thing you do on a Tuesday morning, after you've listened...
So
immediately after, the kids are still wanting the breakfast.
I don't even close the app.
No, your app's still open, of course. The kids get the breakfast. You'll get your breakfast soon. Just have a minute.
I'll let them do it themselves these days.
Yeah, toast. your kids have salmon, don't they? The butler comes with the salmon. And then you're listening
to... The chef comes and does the kids... I say, listen, I've got to go and polish my three Scotty Cameron putters.
That gold plaque usually doesn't polish itself. Well, actually it does because the butler does that as well, but...
What do I do?
You then...
Listen to the Open podcast.
Yeah. So some say it's the second best podcast in golf.
Some do. In fact, statistically... It's the second best podcast in golf.
Yeah.
Because on the charts, it is actually number two.
You know what? Yeah, it's always number two. It's the second best golf podcast in the UK. But sometimes what I do as well is I listen to it on Apple, as we've said. That's my chosen platform. But I like to spice things up a bit. I like to be unpredictable. So sometimes on a Tuesday morning, I listen to it on Spotify. A bit different. And then probably once every 4 weeks, I'll go, you know what? Amazon. I listen to it on Amazon as well, so I'll put the Open Podcast on Amazon.
You know, I never listen to it.
Where?
The website.
Well, you can do that. You've got the option. It's nice to have the option, isn't it? You know you can. It's always there.
If someone wants to. I feel like Kev at work, he's got all of his spreadsheets up and this, that, and the other, and he just goes, oh, podcast.
Mm.
Pulls up an extra incognito browser.
Yeah.
Puts on the Open Podcast.
That's
where he buys all of his golf clubs as well.
He does. And then what Kev does, because Kev's a nice guy. Kev's the kind of guy we like. He goes, listen to it on... the website. I'm now going to go onto the Apple app. I'm going to rate it 5 stars and then leave a nice review and say, really enjoyed the podcast. Really good storytelling, really good, original documentaries. It's really entertaining me, but also educating me about golf and legends of the past. And I'm also just going to tell the Open that Guy and Rick sent me as well.
Perfect. What's this week's episode?
This week's episode is going to be an absolute banger, a corker. It is Justin Leonard.
Barbara Nicholas walked over to me. And I didn't even see her coming. And she walked over to me and said, you can still win this. Just go out and do it. And that really changed my whole mindset. From there on, I was done like licking my wounds and all that. And I was just thinking about the day ahead on Sunday. And really kind of started to get in what do I need to do, strategy wise? And I need to play aggressive. I need to play really well on the front nine. 4 or 5 under and to try and close the gap a little bit and then see what happens on the back. And that's exactly what happened. I played a really good front nine.
Needing a good start, Leonard followed an opening par with a birdie on the second hole. A birdie on the third hole.
Oh, Justin Leonard making a move.
And a birdie on the fourth hole to card 3 red figures in a row, leapfrog Clark, and close to within 3 shots of Parnovic's lead.
So that's out today, after this?
And there's actually only that one, and one more out.
Been
so it has, thanks so much for the Open Podcast for sponsoring the Rick Shields podcasts. And after this time next week, we are open to new sponsorship opportunities, everyone. Kev, wink wink, or anybody that has a product.
What would Kev's business be? Last thing on Kev.
Pfizer.
He works for Pfizer. Rick's just learnt a new brand recently because then he's trying to flex. Rick started watching BBC News on an evening.
ITN News, actually. You know what? Oh, wow. Since, you know why? I'll tell you what as well. Genuinely, I started watching it because Celebrity I'm a Jungle on, whatever it's called.
See, I'm a Jungle.
Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Starting at 9, we always used to play on catch up. We pause it, maybe watch it at 9:20 so we can skip all the adverts. And as soon as that was off, finished, me and Claire would be sat on the sofa, checking our phones, whatever. Then ITN News would come up. And what's he called on ITN News? He's really good. The presenter.
Tom Bradby.
Yeah. You say he got has troubles with insomnia.
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
So, yeah.
So, good topic for this week.
Better than that one.
Yeah, better than that one. Much better than that one. Was harmless golf hates.
Okay.
Now, I don't think this is going to be a thing every week. It's just something I thought of the day.
I've got one straight away.
Go on, what's yours?
When players put the clubs in the bag the wrong way around.
Yes.
Woods at the bottom. Yeah, that is. At the back,
shouldn't be allowed
at
the golf
top.
Course to do that. Sorry if that offends people listening, but I don't make the rules. So I went in. I've got two that I hate. I've already forgotten the second one. Let me have a look. I wrote it down actually. Oh yeah. So the first one I hate is when people call a driver a one wood. I've heard that before.
I've heard it.
I hate it.
All right.
You don't hate that.
It doesn't offend me.
So if you had a lesson come in and says, "Right then, Rick, my irons, they're all right. I get a bit of flight on them. They're a bit, the shaft's a bit flexor, but they're all right." And he goes,
"Where's he from?"
St. Helens. "But me one wood can't get it off floor." You'd be all right with that. You'd be okay with that.
I'm not okay with that accent. I feel like, though, if like a really cool, like Eric Anders Lang type, "Hey man, you know, I really want to try and hit this one wood. So nice. You know, when you catch that one wood.
Get off the course, mate." Then turn your hat the proper way. And tuck your shirt in while you're at it. Be gone. Right, so that's that. The other one I hate as well was people that call Stapleford.
Oh, yes.
Stapleford.
I do hate that.
How'd you gone today, Bill? Not too bad. I had 44 Stapleford points. No, I said Stapleford then. I said 44. Yeah. Right, wait, let me chat again. One sec. How'd you gone today, Bill? Not too bad. I had 29 Stapleford points.
Stapleford
points. Yeah. It's called no. Stapleford. Yeah, it was made by Dr. Stapleford. Was it Wallasey Golf Club
on the second hole when he NR'd and went, "I don't really want to do this. I want to carry on playing."
So all I want to say is, if you've listened to this podcast and you're in the clubhouse for the last 51 episodes now, and you're a fan, we appreciate that. If you say Stapleford, don't listen ever again.
Please just leave.
Yeah. Well, I do keep listening, but let's just pretend. Yeah, okay. So we've had a lot. We put this on the Facebook group, which if you're not a member of, why?
Don't bother.
Yeah, don't bother, actually. We're going to come back.
We're going to sack it off. Our guy's going to sack it off.
Yeah. But we've had so many good ones. You ready for some of these? I want to hear your reaction. So, to make it a bit more fun, I've got about 12. They're quite quick, though. You've got to say, so we're like room 101. If you think you hate it, you're going to say, "It's out of bounds." Ooh. And if you don't mind it, just say, "It's in play."
Okay. Right, we'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find it. Yeah, whichever. So, first one. When your ball falls off the tee and someone goes, "One."
Out of bounds.
Yeah.
That is friggin' annoying.
So Ryan has said, sorry, that was from Craig. Ryan has said, people who say "good putt" before the ball goes in the hole and it doesn't go in.
That's actually, honestly, hand on heart, that's my number one. So I can't believe I forgot that.
Out of bounds.
I hate that. Your ball's going towards the hole and somebody says, "Oh, good putt," and it lips out, doesn't go in. Yeah. Freaking hate that.
I sometimes do that. I go, "I'll go put that because I like it." Then does go in. I look dead knowledgeable. I hate that. Mark Jakins has said, people who talk about clubs that gaming instead of using or playing.
All these are pissing me off. I can't. I hate that one.
Yeah.
This is my gamer.
Yeah.
What's that?
So where's that going out of bounds?
Yes.
Yeah, get it.
Every
right
single one of them.
So
it's like seven off the tee. So.
Jack Fitches, people who give you advice. Oh, What you did wrong there was you came in too steep. People like that, they give you that rubbish advice like that.
They weren't like lifted your head.
Yeah.
You swung too fast.
They're off 25.
Yeah, rubbish advice is horrendous. Out of bounds. Every single one of these.
The next one actually was exactly that. Steve Wright said, you lifted your head up. So that was straight
God, away. I hate it.
This is a good one. This is a bit more of an in-depth one, but I like this one. Ian Oliver said, people that have been a member of a golf club for like 20 years and moan about the course, the clubhouse, and fellow members, they just put underneath, "Join somewhere else, please."
Yeah. Tell you what's the worst, members of golf clubs. They slate their own golf course, something rotten. Until they go somewhere else. Oh, this place is nice.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, you go to some of these nice golf clubs, they're like amazing. I used to get it at Mere loads. Like, so, you, when I was working at Maine, you get loads of the members there, be like, oh, this golf course, it's not as good as it used to be. And you're like, oh, so where have you played recently? I've not played anywhere.
Yeah.
And then go out somewhere else and you'll realise how bloody good this place is.
What are you doing with that one then? You have to say out
of bounds,
yeah.
Every single one.
I know when you're getting out, because Rick's gone ready, it's not one of his ears.
They are really annoying with these.
Punching the wall, which is weird. people who say furry metals.
I can live with that one just.
Okay.
That one's in play. Just.
This is a really good one from Alex Newsom. When the greenkeeper stops on his mower in front of you and watches your shot.
Yeah, I know, but they can't do anything about that. It's annoying, but yeah, that's in play.
This is a good one from Roger. When people say, oh, I didn't see that one land, but it sounded good.
Yeah. Or I didn't see that one, but it sounded good. Yeah. It sounded like you hit that well. Yeah, that's out of bounds.
John Woodhurst. When people tee up on the first and hit a horrendous shot and then go, oh, I've seen it well on the range before.
Yeah.
Last one. Simple one. This is from Lorraine. People who make no effort to avoid standing on your putting line.
Yeah.
That was good, that one, isn't
it? Any more?
So the Facebook group, which again, we are going to touch on in a minute. I put this on yesterday to try and get some... We were struggling for content for the podcast, which you wouldn't tell from listening to it, because
no,
it sounds so good.
36 minutes in. There's a few I want to add to it. When somebody puts their bag or trolley on the wrong side of the green before they get to the next tee. Do you know what I mean? The opposite side.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying. Players who stand on the green, look back and count all the shots.
Yeah.
To get onto the green.
Doing your scorecard on the greens also.
Scorecard on the green.
There's so many good ones. If you've got 5 minutes at work and you're bored, go on to the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast group on Facebook and you'll find it straight away. There's 605 comments and there's so many good ones. Honestly, you could read them all day.
This is one that annoys me.
Go on.
And it is really petty, this. People who leave golf clubs.
On the green?
Yeah. How have you done that?
It's the old, you know what that is? This is what it is. You get to your chip shot and you think... Is it a 9-9 or is it a wedge? You take both your clubs out of the bag. You leave your bag elsewhere. Then you chip it on, put, and you're only to get me 9-9. But you get it to the wedge as well.
But I just find that so...
I don't mind that
annoying.
One as much because it's more of an accidental thing, whereas a lot of the other ones are...
I just don't know if it is. I always feel like it's the same people.
To leave the clubs
on the court. Like it's the same people.
That's what Rich's got too many clubs. He's like, I just need to leave them.
They just don't live in the real world.
So speaking on the Facebook group then.
This is where someone's going to remind me that I've left the club somewhere once.
You will have done before.
I think I have, actually.
anyone that's a member of the Facebook... This is people that aren't members of the Facebook group. Probably have a boring little story. But people that are a member of the Facebook group, it's getting a bit out of hand at the minute. Not with the people that listen to this aren't the issue, because you're the ones that listen to the podcast. But it's grown so much, which is great, that there's people joining all the time who don't listen to the podcast and think it's just a normal golf group to share random things on. So we are vetting it a lot more. And it basically is going to become much more of a hub for the podcast. So it doesn't mean you can't still share a little cool story or something that's happened. That's fine.
But don't.
No, but do if you actually listen to the podcast. So again, everyone listening to this now obviously listens to the podcast. So if you want to join the group and talk about the podcast or other things, do. But if you're getting annoyed with the group, don't worry. We are vetting it a lot more. And there's a question. So everybody that joins the group now has to answer a question. If they don't get the question right, they're not coming in. And the question is, what drink gets talked about a lot in the podcast? So the answers are
Red Bull, orange juice,
Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or Monster. Now, if you're listening to this and don't know the answer to that, it's Monster.
It is annoying, the podcast group. I know it's more annoying for you because you're managing it, but it's like people messaging Guy privately complaining that they're not getting their post approved. Don't be petty. If it's good content, you'll get it approved. But you've got to appreciate it's 50,000 members in that group right now. We literally cannot go through everyone. And we don't really want to relinquish the responsibility and set up admins, because that's way too much pressure. And we are running this as a business. Not the podcast group, essentially, but everything else as a business. And to bring someone else different in that's not in the business would be quite...
It was really funny the other day, though, because I put a post on. I don't want to like a flipping school teacher moaning, because it's ridiculous. It's just a group for fun. But I put this big post on saying that, you know, we do still accept non-podcast posts, but, you know, trying to keep it to a minimum. And then somebody replied and said, oh, yeah, but I see loads of posts and not about the podcast. I was like, but that's the exact point. You've seen loads already that aren't about the podcast. So if I let any more in, it would just be ridiculous. But speaking of the podcast group and the podcast, we're having a lot of people acknowledge the parts, the members of the clubhouse, they're in the clubhouse. So just for people that aren't aware, Rick, remind me, what is being in the clubhouse?
You confused a lot of people last week on that group.
That was funny.
People going, how can you be in the clubhouse? The clubhouses are closed. What tier are you in? Mm. In tier three, clubhouse is closed. So basically it means if you've finished all the episodes, if you're up to date, so this is episode number 51, if you've listened to it, I think with before the next episode is released,
yes,
you're in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to episode 51 on the Monday before 52 comes out, you're in the clubhouse. That's fine. Anything after that, you're playing catch up. You're late.
Just so I'm aware and we're on the same page, can you just describe the clubhouse for me briefly, what it's like?
It's modern.
Yeah.
Lots of glass.
Yeah.
Sliding doors. Yeah. Beautiful balcony overlooking the 18th hole. The 18th hole is a waterfall feature coming out, you know, almost a bit fantasy world, this water feature.
Fine, but,
you know, like the water goes upwards and this, that, and the other. And then... beautiful balcony, loads of outdoor seating. Every single outdoor seating has up heater, above heater, and a fire pit.
Yeah.
But also umbrellas, so if it is sunny, you can have a bit of shade as well.
Oh, I've got a problem. I've come and I've got my gym shorts on and I've not got a collared shirt on and trainers.
In the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast clubhouse, which is quite a long name.
Yeah.
In the RSGP. And what's it called again, show?
Just the club. The Rick Shields Golf Show podcast clubhouse. It's just a clubhouse.
Okay.
We know just what the it clubhouse. Is.
You don't worry about that guy. That's not an issue in this clubhouse.
There's no dress code.
Zero.
Oh, wow. So I can come after the gym or after work and just chill in my jeans.
Our only requirement, clothes are, you know...
necessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some level of clothing.
As Rick says when he's got no shit pants on.
cover your modesty.
But why do you never wear a shirt in the podcast then? That's what I don't get. Every time I come to your house on a Monday, I walk into Rick's carriage, you're sat with his top off.
On every table,
yeah,
there's three pumps.
Yeah.
So you serve yourself.
Yeah.
Contactless.
Yeah.
It's not free.
You'd have to pay, but it's contactless. Yeah, yeah.
It's contactless. We're not Odell. It's not a charity place over here. And you got three taps.
Yeah.
You could have more. Actually, you got those vending machines, you got loads of choice in like a fancy Subway.
Like in Five Guys as well.
Five Guys, that's what I'm on about.
Yeah.
Like, one of those, but it's on the table.
Okay.
It's a much smaller version.
Yeah.
And you have a tap and you can literally have any hot drink or cold drink you want. Yeah. Anything.
Anything. Diet I want Coke. Red Monster, sugar free. Do they have
please.
That?
Please. Yeah. On tap.
So it sounds like it's a good place to be, this, doesn't it, really? You know what else as well about the clubhouse?
The food's boss.
The food's outstanding. It's cooked by really good chefs. It's the one that Rick has in his house has come over at the weekend.
It's dead cheap, it's not fussy, and it's quick.
Yeah.
It's basically Five Guys.
And you know the driving range as well. That's the side of the clubhouse, obviously, but it's all Pro V1s in pyramids.
All Pro V1s.
Yeah.
And every single green is a real green.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One day, everyone.
So this week's podcast has been me and Rick. As you can tell, because you've got however long in, just chatting rubbish. But we have, I'm not going to say who, because I don't want to spoil it, and also don't want to jinx it. We've got two monster guests next week and the week after, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let's just, one is...
And we're going to have to sit on both of them for a week.
Yeah, which is going to be tough. We might put something in on the Instagram page, something just to let you know, but...
Do we dare, the only other thing we could do...
No, that's not, what are you going to say, release them early?
We don't have to release one of them early.
I think we should save them so we've got some content for Christmas.
Okay.
I can have a bit of time.
This is our
change.
Christmas present for you.
Yeah. One of the no golf. none of them are golfers. We don't have golfers on the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast, please. Well, they are golfers, but not professional golfers. Yeah. They play golf, clearly. That's where the link is. One of them is a YouTuber whose subscriber base makes Rick's look insignificant, doesn't it?
I think he got what we got. How many subscribers we have in a month?
Yeah. Imagine if you and him walked into a nightclub together, right? And you get to the front door and they go, got any ID, lads? And you go, oh, we've not, but we're YouTubers. We can show you our YouTube channels. And he goes, all right, then how many subs have you got? And you said, 1.3 million. And then this other person says, 13 million. How do you feel then?
I'd feel like Matt Fryer feels like to me.
Who?
Or Pete feels like to me.
Wow.
Sorry, everyone.
Matt Fry just hit 100,000, by the way.
Congratulations, Matt.
Well done, Matt. That's a really good achievement. You're going to get a silver plaque, so fair play.
You're welcome, by the way.
Wow. Lastly, I've got a little, obviously, last couple of weeks I've had this thing about crazy golf and stories where you've, we'll do more of those coming forward, Sorry, I can't speak. I'm at the part of the podcast now, my mouth stops working, which is, happens every time. But this is from Sam, and it's the time I met Tiger Woods.
Ooh.
Brackets, not clickbait.
You've saved this till the juicy bit.
I thought I would. Then what we can do, when we do the bit at the end, the start, which everyone's coming to the show, we can say Tiger Woods story. Always thinking. So he's a big fan of all the stuff you do, which is great. Hope not too late to my story, time at Tiger Woods. Now, just let me say, if anyone ever wants to send an email of when you met Tiger Woods, it's never going to be too late, because we want to hear every single story. So even if you've served him in a Subway, let's say you made him a 6-inch meatball marinara, we want to hear about it. What would he have on his Subway?
Can I guess, though, is Sunday night and Monday morning the best time to send you an email on the podcast?
Yes and no, because I'd never switch off from the podcast. It's something that I'm really passionate about. So I, if you email me, I'll email it. It might not even email you back, but I'll read it.
What do you think Tiger's Subway order would be?
I think it's going to be 6-inch.
Yeah.
Wheat, bread, healthy.
Tiger bread.
Oh, he's well chuffed. Rick's fist bumping and dancing. That was really good.
That tiger bread.
Wheat. I think something really plain, like chicken tikka, chicken breast with a bit of lettuce. Really simple. It's just sustenance for Tiger. He's not having it to enjoy it. He's going to the range afterwards. Anyway, this has been... today's a podcast one of them where people say it was really good.
It out.
Or it was just absolute tripe. But the good news is the next two, as we've just said, are going to be monsters. Okay, you ready? So... at the time of this story, I worked for a private aviation company in the UK who dealt with celebrities, sports stars, and the wealthy.
Okay.
At the start of every day, you would receive a list of who was flying during that day. And 9 times out of 10, I'd look through it without taking any notice. But this particular day, a name stood out on the list. Eldrick Tont Tiger Woods. I was like a kid at Christmas morning. He was due to fly at 2 o'clock. So I plotted my way through work to ensure I wasn't busy at the time. A lot of ducking and diving later, it gets to 2 o'clock. A black Mercedes turns up and the great man rolls out, not walking particularly freely and dressed horrendously, which I can imagine. I've seen him in some horrendous outfits. He walks over and I shake his hand and the boot opens. He walks away and the boot is a pretty battered Nike 4-iron and a pair of shoes. I don't know why it's only a 4-iron, but I like that. I take Tiger's 4-iron and shoes and put them in the back of the plane. Off he went on his way. I got to shake the great man's hand and held his 4-iron, not a euphemism. I've never forgotten that day.
That's cool.
I like that. I was just a 4-iron. Why was there just a 4-iron? But I like that. Makes it not that I don't believe this story, but if he said Tiger's clubs are carried his bag, but the fact
and Tiger said, "Oh, why don't you take out my Scotty and give it a bit of a roll on the runway?" Do you know what I mean? That'd be a bit too much. But I wonder. Sorry, I missed a little the bit where did you say? Did the iron go in the?
Iron went with him. Iron went in the plane with him.
But in the plane.
In the plane.
He might have just been doing a bit of work on his. Game in the plane?
But why a 4-iron? That's what's a bit weird. And then the last thing, how far in are we here?
What was he called, that guy?
He was called Sam, I think. Let me check.
Yeah, it was
Sean.
It was Sean. I want to fact check this.
Where do you have we... How far in are we?
Plenty.
Okay, we've got plenty of... Are we plenty enough? Or we...
we've got one more. What have you got? What have you got for us?
Well, I did a thing on Instagram asking if anyone's got any questions. I was hoping I'd get some good ones about you that I could kind of surprise on you. And there's not really many good ones. So I'm just going to reel out a couple of quick ones. Because all I like doing with these is what it means. Sometimes it could be for the title.
Of course.
Will Nike ever make clubs again?
Doubt it.
Yeah, doubt it. Would Rick ever venture into YouTube boxing? I reckon he could take Jake Paul easily.
Have you seen Logan Paul and Mayweather?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, what... literally, what is Mayweather doing?
Getting paid a squillion pounds. You in Crossfield, celebrity boxing?
Yeah.
I think you'd really do him.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I would.
I think you and Pete would be a close fight.
No, bloody hell. Lamp him.
This is why I love the podcast. Imagine Richard doesn't have a YouTube video. I'd lamp him.
I'm well hard.
Okay. Favourite car brand?
Don't know. Tesla?
Is it, though?
No, it's probably not. I feel like I want to say that because it's the cool thing
Merc
to say.
For me, I think all round. Just so nice, aren't they?
I don't know. All round? I don't know.
This is a really weird question. Someone's asked stories about betting. I don't bet, personally. I don't think it's the best thing to do. But equally, if you like putting a flutter on when the open's on or something, I'm not.
Stories about betting? What do you mean by that?
I probably have you ever won any big bets or anything like that.
Oh, right, okay. No, I've never won any big bets. I don't particularly... I have bet on golf, yes. I know it's getting much more popular in America at the moment. I feel like I've been through that phase in my life when I... Kind of 18 to 22, I did a lot of betting, a lot of gambling, casinos and this and the other. And I kind of came out of it and was like, right, that's that part of my life done. But betting on golf, it's just so hard to predict. It really is. Unless you go for the favourite or it's like, I don't know, either that. It's not always going to come through.
Well, this is quite a good question. I don't feel like this one. Someone said, what's the fame like for you? Meaning you, obviously. I thought it might have been me at first.
Guy's got 1,000 Instagram followers now.
1,700.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Flex. What's the fame like? I don't know. 90% of the time, I don't really see any of it.
It's just at golf places, isn't it? Really, a lot
just at golf places. Gets a little bit too... We're going to have to employ some heavy, you know, bit of security soon, I think.
But... Peter Finch and Matt Crossfield. last question then is, what happened to the review show? Which, if you don't know what the review show was, it was a new style of video we did where it was like 3 or 4 video reviews in one video.
I thought the concept was pretty good. I think what the time that we did it, we had a big backlog of products we'd not reviewed, basically. So we wanted to review it, but we didn't feel like some of it just didn't really warrant a full actual review because... I know we spoke about it on the podcast before. For me to do a full review on a product, like, it's not easy. It takes time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of, you know, which is all fine. Obviously, I love doing it, but it's not dead easy to produce a full video. And for me, that video has to be a bit of a banger. It has to get views. Otherwise, that kind of time was a bit, not wasted, but ideally, we need views for that. So the review show came in where I thought, well, actually, I could review 3 or 4 products that maybe are not as high profile, smash them up into one show and see how it got. And it did well. Did we do 2 shows?
Did 2, yeah.
I didn't mind it.
No.
Don't know. Don't know what to add from that.
Cool. Thanks for your time, Rick. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is episode 51 of the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast. Next 2 are potentially massive.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.